right. The next activity, what we can call the bowing Tai Chi or bowing Qigong. As you know that in our body, the spinal cord is the most important one in our body, and the way of the spinal cord, it have the form like the wave, right? The spinal cord has a form like the wave, so that's why we have to reset our spinal cord back to its original shape. And also you see the activity, the exercise here, try to reset our balance state in our body. Whatever we have a two part on the left and on the right, you see the leg, the arm, the shoulder, everything when it moving back, when it move forward, backward, going down, going up, it all the way together, parallel, symmetrical. So with this activity, it will help to reset the balance state in our physical form, from the external to the internal. And also remember to concentrate on our breathing. All the posture is very naturally follow the rhythm of our breathing. Because whenever we rise up or whenever we expand out the lung capacity or the chest, right? The chest compartment will open up. So automatically, okay, we had to breathing in. Whenever we moving down, we falling down or we laying down, the chest compartment is compressed, so definitely we had to breathing out. So it's very naturally. But usually, okay, we don't follow that rhythm, so that we out of the order, right? We disorder that. Now we had to listen to our breathing. When our breathing short, we had to bow faster. When our breathing longer, we bow slower. That means we just follow the rhythm of our internal breathing. No one exactly the same other one. And no the first one with the second one at the same, because our breathing change. Okay, so we have to listen, we have to inward contemplate. Listen to our own breathing rate, and we just follow that. Whenever we dry up or whenever we expand, we have to breathing in. Whenever we going down, we falling down, we laying down, we have to breathing out. And very important, because when you practice, you will see, normally we cannot control our activity. You see, you will have someone else, okay? You can take the partner, one practice and the other one observe to see, even though we want both sides, the left and the right, go together, parallel, symmetrical. But sometimes, okay, one go first, one go back. Okay, when we stand up, the same. When we stand up, when we lay down, we may go straight, balance. But when you go up, one hand go first, so the balance of the shoulder is out the balance. When we stand up, one knee going first, the other knee going after, so that, okay, we again, we out the order at the lower back. So now we had to make sure when the hand going out, it had to go out the same time. When it expand maximum to the top, okay, it had to go together. When you pull it back, both hands going back at the same time. See, when you stand up, when you going down, all the time, both sides of your body had to be parallel together. See, so that is the first important thing. When we can control our external activity, the body, the muscle, the tendon will reset the balance state by itself. And from that, it will reset your structure, that means your bone. And from the structure of the bone, okay, it will go deeper, that means the internal organ and the blood vessel, the nerve system. That is the first step we practice today, and tomorrow we go deeper level. But just make sure going down, going up, have to be smoothly, both sides parallel at the same time. Okay, no one first, no one after. All right. So this one we base on the principle of the Buddhism, because the Buddhist view, what we call the view of the awakening, the enlightened one, is the universal one. Okay, it's the one to higher level. So from that, we have the second basic principle that is from the oriental system of the channel of the qi and the energy in our body. And firstly, we base on the marital art, all right? How to lead the energy and how to clear the obstruction in every channel, right? But the first step here, you see, how to reset the balance state from the outside, from the external level first. Remember to concentrate on your breathing and make sure you don't pay attention to anyone outside. Just pay attention to your own breathing state and then do the exercise, follow that rhythm. Whenever we're rising up or expanding out, we have to breathe in. Whenever we're going down, we fall in or we laying down on the floor, we have to breathe out. All right? So try to practice. If you want to go up, see, when you go up, make sure your palm folding and pointing upward and a little bit forward. Because the most of you, okay, you put it backward, so you cannot open the air channel. This is the opening of the meridian. So if you put it backward, you cannot open the energy channel. Okay. Secondly, you say you stand when you going up, the arm, the leg will rise up, so you stand on your toe. You see, you stand on your toes again, you open the channel below, so that needs to pay attention. Not only the left and the right parallel, the top and the bottom. The top and the bottom have to parallel together. And when you put the down, kneel down, and you put your palm down, you see your palm and your hand going out and your feet will out too. You see it here, it has to be at the same time. See here. When your palm is not out maximum, your palm not facing upward yet, so your toes still hit the floor and the feet is not facing upward. But when your arm stretching out maximum and the palm facing upward, and then the feet will be open out and facing upward. You see? Pay attention. So parallel the left and the right, front and the back, the top and the bottom. You see, all the time you have to control all of that one. And when you pull your arm back, you need to pull it back at the belly. Okay, at the belly, so you can bend it up. If you cannot pull it back here, you cannot bend up maximum. Okay, see, when you pull it back, see, you have to put at your belly. And then also, you see, when it going out, when it goes out, see, and when it go back, see, when the palm stretch ready to folding, to hold the new energy, the fist will close back right away to hold the energy. If you release on the bad energy, you open the channel already, so now you receive the new one. If you not block back here, the new energy will release out, so it's not holding your body. So that's why when we hold the new energy and we start to fold on our palm, okay, the feet had to block it back at the old position right away. See? And slowly it pulled in, and we can bend up maximum. You see? bend up maximum, you can look upward and backward. So stretching the whole energy from the top of the head back to the tip of the toe. At this time, your knee should not touch the ground. Okay? When you bend up maximum like that, your knee should not touch the ground, only the tip of the toe and the palm only. After you let your knee touch the ground, and then you slowly hold your head down. And here, you compress all your body, the belly against your thigh against your calf. Okay, so compress all three different sections together, so it expels all of the gas from the bottom of your belly. All right, so that is something to keep in mind.